USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
17 executive orders later, House Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, is giving President Biden low marks after his first week in office, arguing only America's adversaries are benefiting from his executive orders. It's Russia, China, our adversaries who are benefiting, not the American people, he said of Biden's executive orders. China continues to force its will on Taiwan, this time Taiwan airspace, on Sunday by flying 15 fighter jets between mainland Taiwan and the Prades Islands in the South China Sea. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador announced Sunday evening that he's tested positive for COVID-19. Obrador tweeted that he has mild symptoms and is receiving medical treatment. The NFL Super Bowl teams have been determined. The Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be played February 7th on CBS. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With virtually no opposition, we have a new Department of Defense leader. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The 67-year-old Lloyd Austin was granted a waiver that stated to serve as the Pentagon chief. That person would have had to have been out of the military for 7 years. The four-star Army general spent over 40 years in uniform, retiring in 2016. He easily passed the vote in the Senate.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
With that vote, Austin, who once served as U.S. Central Command leader, becomes the first black chief at the Pentagon. Austin also promised to recuse himself from any decision involving Raytheon Technologies, where he was serving on the Defense Contractors Board of Directors. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Defense Secretary oversees the Defense Department and acts as the principal defense policymaker and advisor. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Super Bowl 55 is now set up as an old guard versus new guard in the National Football League. For the first time in history, the Super Bowl will feature a team that is home to the game site, Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Kansas City Chiefs will get a chance to repeat as NFL champions after beating the Buffalo Bills 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers 31-26 in the NFC Championship game to provide their opposition. The win sends Tampa quarterback Tom Brady to his 10th Super Bowl, extending his record for most appearances in the game. With the Bucs win, they become the first team to play in a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Super Bowl 55 will happen February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. The game will also set a record for the lowest attended Super Bowl thanks to COVID-19. Capacity at the 65,000-seat stadium will be capped at 22,000 fans. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Impeachment update with Jeremy Scott.
9 members of Congress appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will deliver an article of impeachment to the Senate Monday night. Impeachment Manager Representative Madeline Dean of Pennsylvania tells CNN State of the Union she expects the timeline for the upcoming trial to move quicker than the previous impeachment trial, which lasted 21 days.
I do respect that it is up to the Senate to place those rules. I would expect it would go faster. I believe that this impeachment trial, I hope conviction, ultimate disqualification, are the very first powerful steps toward unity in our country moving forward.
The Senate's trial is scheduled to begin in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.